I'm Danny Brown, and you're listening to Life Through a Dram.
Welcome to Life Through a Dram, where Danny Brown shares his take on life, being a better person, and appreciating the here and now, all accompanied by a dram and a fine single malt whiskey. And now, here's your host, Danny Brown.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Life Through a Dram. This week I'm drinking the Ardbeg 10-year-old, one of the good old, you know, faithfuls of the whiskey industry. The Ardbeg 10 is like one of these peaty ones. It's just perfection. It's I say that a lot, I know, and I apologise, but I do tend to, you know, levitate towards my favourite whiskies that do taste good. And also, I broke my promise last week that I said I was going to introduce or reintroduce some of the Speyside, so I apologise for that. I'll make sure next week and beyond we'll have some space size. But anywho, this week I'm having the Ardbeg 10-year-old, so Schlangevar. So what I want to speak about this week, I've mentioned it before in other shows that I try to stay away from politics, but there's just something happening at the moment that I can't stay silent on, and I know a lot of other people aren't staying silent on as well, you know, as it happens. And that's the thing that's happening in the US at the moment with the abortion rights, or the lack of abortion rights, if you like. There's three states that I'm aware of. So there's Ohio, Alabama, and Michigan, where Republican lawmakers have curtailed, or they're trying to curtail, abortion rights. And they're making it illegal, or pretty much illegal, to have abortions. Where they're making it illegal to have abortions, and the punishment for any woman having an abortion in one of these states, if this law goes through, because I believe it's still to go through the main vote, whether that's the House or Congress, so I believe it's meant to go still through there. But anywho, if a woman has an abortion, she can be jailed for up to 99 years. Now think about that, jailed for up to 99 years for having an abortion. Doesn't matter why you're having an abortion. There could be medical reasons for both the fetus or the embryo that's in there. It could be medical reasons for the woman herself. It could be personal reasons. You know, one of the things that I saw on Facebook from one of my friends was a really, I'm going to say good, but it wasn't a good meme, but it put the message across in a really strong, good way. And that's the fact that an 11-year-old girl could be raped by a child abuser, child sex pervert, and be forced to have that rapist baby. Otherwise, she could spend up to 99 years in jail. Basically, the rapist gets less of a punishment than the girl or the woman he rapes. And that, to me, is just beyond crazy. It's disgusting, you know. And I can't begin to imagine the kind of people that would, A, think of this, backward law, let alone actually try to put it into place as, you know, a given and a mandate where it is now law. And it's not just men, because the men are making this happen, you know. Whenever you see things that generally go against a woman's health or a woman's body or the right for her to control her own body, it's old white men that are making the decisions. Unfortunately, in this case, there's also some women that are putting this decision through that, again, I can't fathom how you could be a woman and want to inflict this suffering, this barbaric decision, this barbaric bill and law against fellow women. One of these particular women is State Senator Kim Lasata, who's over in Michigan. And in a Senate session earlier this week, on Tuesday, if I recall, she said something that was just truly horrific. And she said that abortions should be hard and the procedure should be painful, and you should allow God to take over and you should deliver that baby. And, you know, I'm an atheist, so I don't believe in religion anyway. However, I do respect your right to believe in whatever God or religion you worship, or, you know, you've given yourself to. And that should be a given for any religion in any culture. You know, even if you don't agree with it, you should respect the decision. Now, admittedly, there's some cultures or some cultural behaviors that I can't abide by, regardless of whether it should be respected or not. You know, honor killings, for example, in Asia, where Indian women can be murdered by their family because of, you know, something they did to their husband, or not marrying their chosen or betrothed husband, they can get acid thrown in their face. And I've spoken about this before on my blog and on an earlier show. So there's some cultures that I will admit that I think are messed up. But this use of religion, to me, is not what true Christianity or true religious belief is about. I know a lot of Christian people. I know a lot of Christians that are appalled at what's going on. And to me, that's true Christianity. It's not about, you know, being like God, being all-powerful and creating pain and causing pain. It's, you know, it's about giving your love and support to people that need it. And at the moment, there's a lot of women need this protection in the US, especially from the barbaric situations that they could find themselves in if this stuff goes through and goes into play. And you only have to look at, it's not just currently, you only have to look back at the last year, 2 years, 3 years, recent history, and you can see that women continue to have a war waged against them. You look at rapists from colleges in the US, where the rapist was allowed to walk free, or he got a reduced sentence because, hey, it could ruin his, you know, academic career. It could ruin his future sports potential and, you know, millions of dollars of sponsorships. And, you know, so what? Who cares? That kid is a rapist. That guy is a rapist. And we're allowing people to walk free because of old white men making laws that impact women. And that is crap. That is utter BS. And we have to push back in this war against women, guys. I don't care if, you know, if your friends are backing this ridiculous law and they feel that women should suffer and they should be prosecuted and they should end up in jail for a decision that's already hard in the first place without having all this crap added to it. And what's even worse is if you go outside the state you live in, so if you live in Ohio or Alabama or Michigan at the moment, and you go outside that state to have an abortion where abortion remains legal, you can still be prosecuted by the law from the state where you're from. So when you return home, you could be arrested and thrown in jail. So they're now following you around the country. And that's not right. That's not a law that should ever be brought into place. You know, so I guess what I'm asking, guys, is we have to stand together and protect our sisters across America that are facing this crap at the minute, and anywhere else where stuff like this is happening, but especially at the moment, because it's such a huge, devastating thing that's happening to the women of America. And there are other cultures where this happens, so yes, we need to stand up against that as well. So take a stand, and if this means you're losing friends because of their beliefs in this, and they go ahead with the fact that women can be thrown in jail for 99 years, they should go through painful procedures to have an abortion, it should hurt like hell, they shouldn't have any sedatives or anything like that. If you have friends that support that, I would ask you to really reevaluate that friendship and question whether they fit in with what I hope are good morals and beliefs in yourself. So push back on your friends, ask them why they believe this, and if they continue down the path of suffering should happen, and jail time should happen, and a woman should have no choice, like I say, please reevaluate that friendship, because that doesn't sound like a friend that I would want in my life. If you see people online celebrating this law, please push back against it. If you see women reaching out for support, please support them. And let's all get together and show that this does not belong in the 21st century. It doesn't belong in any century. It doesn't belong in any so-called developed country. And act with your money as well. Do not visit the states that make this law. You know, do not give them your dollars. Do not give them your vacation time. Do not give them your business. Make them realize that this is not okay and that we will stand up and take a stand for those that matter. And whether we know these women or not, they deserve our support. They deserve us standing by them and making sure that these laws do not pass. And if they do pass, they got fought hard until they're repealed. It's a little bit different topic for me this week, guys. Generally, I try to share the good in the world, but this is just too important a topic. And we need to be speaking about it. We need to be keeping this front and center and supporting where we can. Okay? Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for enabling me the time to speak about this. I do appreciate it. And please show your support online, whether it's, you know, donations to the ACLU to fight this, whether it's donations to Planned Parenthood and centres that support women and the right to abortions and the right to decide what they do with their own body. Sign petitions if you see a petition. Whatever support you can offer, please do it. And let's make this something that we take, you know, and we push back on. Okay? If you enjoy this episode or you enjoy the show in general, I'd love if you wish to leave me a review on iTunes. That's always nice for helping the show get discovered a little bit further. By all means, share it with your friends and, you know, see what they think of it. Listen on your favorite podcast channel. Recommend it, you know, to your friends. Anywho, guys, this has been Life Through a Dram. Until next week, have a wonderful weekend. Take care of yourself and be kind to each other. Slanjivar.
This has been Life Through a Dram. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.